Guys are out here pre-gaming for the return of the blue and red practice. How exciting is it to be back here in Orchard Park getting ready for another Bills season in this fashion?
It is so exciting. We're undefeated. It's fabulous. And the blue and red game is so much fun because we get to bring the kids and make it a whole family affair. And it's my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's also a nice way, too, with this nice setup here. It's kind of a nice, fun way to set up for the upcoming season, right, in terms of whether or not you're coming here. It's a good warm-up for the warm-up to pre-games, right?
Absolutely. We're season ticket holders, so we're always here. Well, not all of the kids, but all of the adults are here for every home game and try to go to one or two away games a year. So we're big fans for a long time.
Very good. So what are you most excited about this upcoming season? Is there anything in particular, you know, just being here, getting ready to go for the upcoming year?
As always, Josh. And just really seeing how the new players, how the rookies are going to turn out. I'm really excited to see what McDermott put together for the season. Hopefully he made some great changes and they're going to work out for us.
Now, Dina, you're a pretty big Bills fan. There's always bad banter that kind of goes around league circles or whatever, amongst players or whatever, that about Buffalo, about the Bills. There was some comments made by Devontae Adams, the wide receiver for the Raiders, just the other day about the worst fan bases, and he said Bills Mafia, you know, and I think part of the reason was is, you know, snowballs being thrown or something like that. I mean, when you hear comments about Bills Mafia and people talking badly about the fan base, I mean, what kind of goes through your head when you think of that?
First of all, I think about the Bills Mafia has raised so much money for charity, for our players, their families, and their charities, and opposing players and their charities. So that's first thing that comes to mind. And tell them to come. Come see us. Most of us are fabulous. And you might get hit with a snowball, but I bet if I went to Minnesota, a Vikings fan might throw me a snowball as well.
I understand that. And then there's another player that recently commented about Buffalo itself, saying it's one of the worst places in the entire nation, and also kind of dissed some of the chicken wings here, saying that they weren't even good. I mean, we talk about the fans, but also just the city. I think a lot of people speak badly about Western New York or Buffalo. I mean, you're from East Otto, so you're coming from a ways away, but I mean, your thoughts in terms of just the city and when people talk bad about the area.
Well, I think Buffalo has so much to offer, and although I do live in East Otto, I am a restaurant owner in downtown Buffalo and also in Ellicottville. I think Buffalo has some of the best food. Since I moved back from out of town, I have gained quite a bit of food weight because the food is so fabulous. And if you have to call it Buffalo chicken wings, you've never had a chicken wing because we just have wings.
I love that point. Why do you think Buffalo Bills Mafia gets such a bad rap? I mean, is there anything in particular that you can think of? I mean, or do you feel that it's just kind of unwarranted from time to time?
I think they're a little jealous that we have such a dedicated fan base. We've gone through some really difficult times as fans and have stood by our team year in and year out, and I don't think that every NFL team gets that kind of dedication from their fan base, so I'm going to chalk it up to jealousy.
You've been living in the Western New York area for a while. I mean, for anybody that even questions Western New York, Buffalo, what would you have to say to them in terms of, you know, maybe they hear something from someone else about the area? I mean, what's your message for them?
Come. I think we're the friendliest people. I think you'll have a great time. We've got a lot of different areas in downtown Buffalo, also in the suburbs and the surrounding areas. I think we're the city of good neighbors for a reason. We're really kind to each other. And generally speaking, I think we're really kind and welcoming to strangers as well.
Tina, anything else you want to add?
Go Bills!